Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time.
Looks like next week
is going to be more moderate in temperature around the country, but for now, in the next 3 or 4 days, same story we've had in the last 3 or 4 days, cold as ice and not likely to change. All right, so some of the pipes are frozen, right? I have water in my basement. Never had water in my basement before. Had a couple of folks down. I have an exercise corner down there, and I had a big rug underneath it because when you're, you know, the weights are banging around, it's kind of hard on the cement, so I put a big rug down there. The rug is soaked. So we have this 1,400-pound gym thing that I have in the cellar that took 5 people to get in there when I moved in here. They have to move that off the rug in order to get the rug out of here. It's already beginning to smell. I could smell. I went downstairs when my friend came over last night. We were looking at it, the plumber, just to make sure there were no leaks anywhere down the cellar. I live in an older house, and so, you know, sometimes that sort of thing happens. And we couldn't really find the source of the water, but, oy, man, all the stuff is soaked. There's nothing worse than that sort of thing to sort of get you off your mark. You know what I mean? It's just it's distracting. Have that stuff because you don't have them. That's what winter brings. That's what weather brings. Uncertainty. The plan we like, people love to live a routine. A lot of people like getting up at the same time every morning. They have the same breakfast every day. They go to work the same way. They do the same job all day long. They come home at the same time. They do the same, watch the stuff. That's okay. That's a life. That's a life. And some people like that
some
kind
people
of
function and thrive with something like that, where other people would not be able to.
Right. It's everybody's different. We're all different. And so when something like this, though, it's troublesome to me. But I said to Delroy, who's the guy in charge of things on the farm, because he knows I'm going to California today, we'll have it taken care of by the time you come back. And so when I went downstairs and I smelled that stuff, I do now. I'm distracted. You can tell by listening to me. I'm distracted by it. Don't like it. Anyway, we all have to figure out what's what and who's who. Daniel Lukic has figured something out. He's been piloting drones for quite a long time, and he's captured a school of rays. Apparently, he's become an amateur videographer, and he was on the beach, lucky enough to be present when his equipment during the migration of these rays captured them all, hundreds and hundreds of them. I don't know if you've seen a flock of rays. It's like confetti in the water. That's what he said. It was like 400 or 500.
Not
of
from
them.
That angle. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is some to behold. The beauties of Mother Nature. That's kind of what it is. And then, you know, beauties of Mother Nature can be the ice that you see on the trees or the ice on the power lines, as long as the power lines don't fall down, as we were talking about in Oregon. All right, I want to relate something.
I love it. I'm sorry, before we move on, I just have to point this picture out because it's my favorite about winter. Yeah. When you have that really heavy snowfall before the wind blows, and the snow is just piled up on every inch of the branches.
It is just
one of those most beautiful things before any cars have driven, any slush has turned to gray, before there are any footprints. Just that picturesque first thing you look out, and there's no wind, and it is just so glisteningly beautiful. Yes.
Still, it's a portrait of life and reality. And so many portraits we have on this beautiful planet of ours. This is not meant to be negative, but it is kind of. In a manner of speaking, I have, as I go through my email every morning to see what's going on, who wants me to talk about what or what I see that I think is going to be valid in terms of your interests and top of the things that Jay puts together for us to talk about or for our consideration. So I get a monthly email from my Massachusetts Congressperson, Catherine Clark, who is sort of the second in charge of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. And I find her to be so unresponsive. She annoys me so much. And I keep unsubscribing to the email because there's nothing in it that helps me understand what's going on in government. I sent her several years ago, I think I've told the story once or twice on the air, what set me off about her was I knew her aide locally, and I was asking him about some things having to do with immigration. And he said, you know, I bet the congresswoman would like to hear from you. So I said, okay, I'll send her a note, and I did. And she sent me back a note blaming Trump at the time Trump was president. Trump was to blame for everything. Now, it wasn't an explanation of what was going on. It was just Trump is a bad guy, and he's responsible, and I don't support him, and you shouldn't either. So I sent her back a note, and I said to her, this didn't respond to my question. It didn't respond. You were not responsive at all. So you send me this email. You want me to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on with this. This is a particularly important thing for me. Never heard from her again. So I've unsubscribed now four times, and I'm looking at the screen in front of me, another unsubscribe message. In order to unsubscribe now from a message from my congressperson, I have to put my name, my address, my phone number, my email address to opt out, to unsubscribe from email that I don't want and have unsubscribed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell are these people?
A lot of information. Why do they need
all of this? Yeah, thank you. Right, exactly. So, anyway, I give her no time in my life except in this circumstance. I find this is the kind of thing that disconnects all of us from the people that we are supposed to be supporting. I have no choice. There's nobody running against her. I have no Republican to vote for, no Independent to vote for. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts is so totally consumed with the Democratic candidates, like California is. There's two states I live in. Both are controlled by parties and people that I have absolutely no interest in whatsoever, give no support to because I don't believe in their philosophy. But where am I? Where do I get to stand in all of this? Fortunately, I have kind of a bully pulpit doing a radio program, but unfortunately, not many people have that. So where do they go with their concerns? They're certainly not going to get any satisfaction sending a note to Catherine Clark, I'll tell you that. And I'll bet many of you feel the same way about your congressperson, and yet you don't get out and vote in the primaries. This is the primary season. You can be sure I'll be rattling around in my hometown and my state. The 23rd of January is the primary in Massachusetts, and they're already out there, the state secretary of state. A guy who's been there for a long, long time, way too long, actually. His name is Galvin, Bill Galvin, old Irish politician. Nobody runs against him. He's been in there, I think, I'll bet 40 years. And he's now on a television ad campaign to get people to understand how many voting opportunities they have. You can vote by mail. You can vote early. You can vote on the day of in your precinct. No. I say that I'm talking to myself, I suppose, because I think that that's how there's so much corruption. Plenty of chance for corruption, and that the mail makes it more likely to be. And why don't people see that? Or do they? And that's one of the reasons that they tout it, because they know they can fiddle with the results. No. Say what you will about Trump and the fact that he says that the election was stolen from him. I don't know that I subscribe to that so much as I subscribe to the theory of the corrupted policy. Was it yesterday we were talking, Jay, about the fact that one company owns most of the voting machines?
Yeah.
And the company is, the majority ownership of the company is the former senator from Colorado. You don't think there's a chance of corruption there? Never mind the Russians and the Chinese and everybody else who wants to influence our elections. Wow.
It's almost like insider trading.
Yeah, it is. That's a good, what a great comparative that is, yeah. In Pennsylvania, I've been addressing the question of how do we decide what we're going to talk about here on the Good Day program? So I've given you a few examples. The one out in Oregon. Now, here's another one, because we have a lot of listeners in Pennsylvania. Here's the story of 15 voters in an area of Pennsylvania who got together to discuss the state of democracy in our country. And they say that they have been discouraged by the election process, what's getting underway. And I guess to say that, actually, when I look at the philosophy here, it's kind of an understatement. This comes as a result of feeling fear. After the attack on the Capitol, voters in this focus group started nodding when they were asked about the possibility of violence around the election. So here's another concern for people, never mind fraudulent voting, but people who are worried, they're frightened about our democracy. And I think, I don't know that I think that we're losing it, but I think there are a lot of reasons to be concerned. So anyway, they sat around a bunch of tables in a little cafe in the main part of town, and they started talking about, and they spent a couple of hours talking about everything from trusting that their votes would be counted, their neighbors' votes would be counted, the speed that it takes to get results, and who fiddles with the results. One lady, a young voter, said she feels numb to it. We're going to have another election. Could what happened before happen again? I probably won't react the same this time if it does, because this is now what happens. And this is, we're accepting what's happening. And that's the most dangerous part of all of this, isn't it? To accept the system as corrupt as it is, or as likely or open to corruption, as even though politicians say, oh, everything's fine, we're going to protect your vote. That's just talk. What are you doing to do it? You make it more, you know, we're trying to make the process easier and better for people who come from difficult circumstances. Well, you know what? If they really believe in the system, they're going to figure out how to vote. If you're indigent, you need a car ride or something. I remember used to bring people to the voting booth on election day. I thought that was a good thing to do. That's okay, but all this other stuff. And so 28% of people in Americans basically say they're satisfied. That's it with the system. How about that for a condemnation?
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
On Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug, our fearless leader, will be back with us before we know it. I am Jay Kirshner. We have James Collins at the controls in Dallas.
Oh, hey, that's
and
me.
And we're going to have some fun. Hey, that's you.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have some fun. It is social media time.
Always.
It is trending time. And even though this is basically a week removed now, a week removed? 2 weeks removed? No, it's a week
it's
removed.
It's a week removed, yeah.
And it is still a hot topic.
I had to talk about this because it is so funny. We're talking about, it was the Critics' Choice Awards. That's what it was. There were so many award shows last week that
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Critics'
With
Choice
Ryan
Awards.
Ryan Gosling's reaction to I'm Just Ken winning the award for Best Song is iconic. Some people thought he was joking or he was kind of like doing a Ken character thing. I think he was really like having a WT what at the moment.
W something, yeah. But no, it was absolutely hilarious. We take a break and then we'll talk about it some more.
Let's do it.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be dead. Is it my destiny to live and die?
So the good thing that came out of COVID was I finally had the opportunity to watch the Barbie movie.
That's right, yeah.
I'm Just Ken. The whole visual effects is so fantastic. There is no wonder that it won Best Song at the Critics' Choice Awards, but it's also Best Song Written for Visual Media.
Mm-hmm.
It's nominated for that category for the upcoming Grammy Awards. I think it has a chance. You saw Barbie too, didn't you?
I loved Barbie. I really did. You know, my girlfriend took me to see it. It wasn't those things where, like, oh, my girlfriend's going to force me to go see this movie. No, I wanted to see it because Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, all these amazing actors were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
hyped. The cast was stacked.
Absolutely. But at the Critics' Choice, it was interesting because everyone was thinking that What Was I Made For was going to win, which was also in the Barbie movie and had such an emotional impact throughout the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where
Eilish's voice.
Oh, and Billie Eilish was amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And Ryan Gosling, that's where Ryan Gosling's reaction comes from, because he was also convinced that was going to win the award. And so when I'm Just Ken won, he said, excuse me, what's going on here, you know? It's just an absolutely hilarious reaction. If you haven't seen it, absolutely go online.
It looks so genuine.
Because it is genuine. Yeah,
but so many people were like, oh, he's still in his Ken character. He was so funny for his reaction. Like, it was, because we do get that a lot of times,
right,
where celebrities or actors, who was it? Julia Louis-Dreyfus, every time she won an award for her role on Veep, she would always kind of stay in character with it and have her assistant there and all
absolutely
of these things. Where, like, no, that was a genuine, like, seriously, the I'm Just Ken won a Critics' Choice Award?
I mean, don't get me wrong, awesome. Great song, absolutely deserved an award, but I kind of see his side.
Yeah, we do. It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ending his campaign for the White House and endorsing former President Donald Trump. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. True to the old saying, freezing temps should be moving out of a good chunk of the country, and above average warmth will blanket the U.S. Don't expect Hamas to release any more hostages. The Palestinian group presented Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a proposal. Leave Hamas in power in the Gaza Strip and take all Israelis with you. Netanyahu wouldn't even entertain that idea. Three members of an air ambulance crew lost their lives in a helicopter crash near Weatherford, Oklahoma, over the weekend on their way back to their base located 70 miles west of Oklahoma City. No patients were on board. Corey Myers, USA News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Goosebumps. It's one of the beautiful things about movies. This movie was supposed to, Casablanca was supposed to have taken place in Casablanca, which is in Morocco. In fact, they filmed it on the sound stages at Warner Brothers, and the end scene where the female lead is leaving Rick to go back to her world, even though they're in love and that whole thing, the tragedy of love. That was shot at the Burbank Airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long was their love story, like, in the film world? Was this a long weekend? Was this
No, this is a...
Well, I've never seen it.
Oh, you should see the movie. It's really a very... It's a great play on... It's probably, I think, one of... if I were to look at it, I think Humphrey Bogart made 60 or 70 movies. It's probably, if not his best, one of his best.
Mm-hmm.
He played... He got to the point where a lot of other actors that are bigger than life, they just play themselves. Clark Gable did that. John Wayne did that. Certainly Audie Murphy did that. You can go through that whole Gary Cooper, all those people. Even through today, Sean Connery played himself in pretty much the last 20 years of his movie-making career. He played Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Walken does. I feel like Christopher Walken doesn't play himself. He plays a caricature of himself.
But he is a character, and that character comes through. He's a very weird dude. You think Tom Cruise isn't really playing himself? That's why he loves to do the stunts. And look at the stuff that Mark Wahlberg, he's playing himself.
Mark Wahlberg is fantastic.
Yeah.
He has a movie coming up where I think he's like a hitman, a family man, slash hitman, or something like that. I want to see that movie. That looks like a good one.
I think his brother's fabulous, too, Donnie Wahlberg. I'm just wondering, supposedly, we're at the beginning of the last two seasons of Blue Bloods. They're making them all at once, so they're going to have, like, this week I think they start back. Most of the shows now are back. From the writer's strike, so you lost a half a year of some of your favorite shows, but they're all back now, and they'll stay until the end of May sweeps, which is the third Thursday in May. So you can count on having fresh episodes of your favorite shows pretty much from now until the end of May sweeps. And then I think in the case of Blue Bloods, they're going to do like 14 episodes for next year. And Tom Selleck says, I'm 80 years old, I don't want to do this anymore. So somebody's got to be clever, though. There's somebody someplace. Is there, or does he just ruin the show if somebody else is the police commissioner? I think
they could do a spinoff. And a lot of times when prominent shows are coming to an end, they test a spinoff with a one-episode story arc that would be the spinoff to see how it's received and whether or not they want to go off with it.
Yep. That's sort of, we're talking about ends and new beginnings. And I was thinking philosophically... my son and I were talking about the things that are important to all of us in our lives as we get closer to the end of our life. And it's not meant to be macabre. It's just that we, every day you're closer to a new experience in another life, in another world, in another existence. And so in this life, we all kind of want to, make sure hopefully we can get as much in as we can. We want to encourage, I think, as I get older, I like to meet new people. I love chance encounters, frankly. It's one of life's good fortunes to meet new people that you can enjoy, you can learn from, you can share with. So it isn't so much the end of your life. I have a lady that I met that I think she's cool. I don't know that other than we'll have a dinner and enjoy each other's company. But at this point in my life, that's all I really care about, frankly, in terms of companionship. I have a friend in Florida that I've known for a long time that I enjoy spending time with, and that's, that's good. I think that's, everybody's different, though. We all feel like it. I couldn't imagine your father without your mother. I think when I see the two of them and understand what the two of them are all about, that's their future is now. And so isn't everybody's, but I mean, it's that they know what their future is, kind of, and they enjoy that experience. I don't know what mine is when it comes to that stuff, and I enjoy it in a different way. So, having said that, life's experiences, we seem to be really focused on that and why it is that we choose, what is it that's different about what we talk about here. We think it's closer to what's really going on in your life. And so here's something that you would never, ever, ever want to experience. I've seen this happen more than once, frankly. Story from California about a freak accident. This fellow was killed in an accident involving a lumber truck. 23-year-old
fellow.
This
is a real fear.
I know. Driving. He was on the 118 freeway, which is in Chatsworth, where Jennifer and her dad's office is. His vehicle collided with a lumber truck. And the lumber truck had lumber sticking out. So the lumber, you know, comes through the windshield and kills him. A bad movie, actually.
This was a movie. This was millennial. This is one of those things where millennials still have this fear, and if you are driving behind a lumber truck, you try to get around it and in front of it as fast as possible. It's Final Destination 2, where the opening sequence of events includes a lumber truck that the chains snap off and the lumber starts flying everywhere and just creates this whole big deadly pileup. It is terrifying and traumatizing, and here it happened in real life.
Life imitates art, or art imitates life. Let's move over to Las Vegas, where the Strip is not the site of Las Vegas is just such a unique place. We have uniqueness in where we come from, where we spend our time, but there's something about Las Vegas that is so different. And what we've been able to do is now something we are not able to do. How many of you have gone to Vegas and stood around, stopped on the bridges that go over the Strip and just looked down, take photos?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Can't do that anymore. As of this week, new ordinance takes effect. You could get a $1,000 fine. The people that run the county commission approved a measure that keeps you from stopping, standing, or engaging in any activity that causes somebody else to stop on the Strip's pedestrian bridges. So apparently this is a big problem. Was a big problem.
Yeah, what about walking extremely slow? Like anybody who really is those influencers who are determined to get that shot, so they just start moving extremely slow. Technically, they're not stopping or standing still. They're just moving slowly while somebody gets that shot.
What's the meter, right? That's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
How do we measure this?
Because if there's some authority figure that stands on the bridge, you know, the bridge security to make sure people are moving, that comes up, like, hey, you can't stand still. You have to keep moving. Well, technically, sir, ma'am, we are.
So this
We're
is
still
according
to forward momentum.
A lot of people who live there, work there, don't like this, and so they brought in the American Civil Liberties Union. Take the county commissioners to task. There are a lot of street performers who go up and down these steps and across on the bridges. If you haven't been to Vegas, you don't really know what we're talking about. Maybe you've seen pictures of it. But there are a series of four or five bridges that go across the Strip on both ends of it. And that's what this is all about. I would think that the way, maybe this doesn't fix the problem, build more bridges. Because obviously this is what people want to do, right? The sightseers, Las Vegas depends on tourism. If people didn't come there from the rest of the country and the rest of the world, you know there were flights that come in every day from pretty much every Dubai and London and Frankfurt and Tokyo.
Great shopping, great shows, great food.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Vegas, the Vegas Strip has a lot to offer.
Buffets. Yeah. Yeah. Go have some fun. All right, speaking of fun and traveling, Royal Caribbean, addressing that famous nine-month cruise that could end early. Actually, there were two of these. One of them got completely canceled, right?
Well, that was the three-year cruise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. That one was 3 years. This one's 9 months, which already departed. They're already a few months in. And a lot of people on board are sharing their experiences on social media so people can kind of follow along. But there are these rumors that are happening off the ship that something could cause this whole cruise to end early. And so the people on the ship are like, wait a second, what's going on? What's going on? And clearly they're just rumors. It's not ending early. Everything is fine.
Right.
Until, you know, then it shows that it's not. Yeah, until it isn't.
Until it isn't. So
not a rumor. They're not ready to disclose the information yet. So they just say they're rumors.
So they've been to Los Angeles. They have been through the Suez Canal. They have been through the Middle East, the Red Sea. They have been into Dubai. They've been around Africa. Let's see here. Where else have they been? I think the Suez Canal would be a really interesting. I've had a meal on the Suez Canal, but I didn't ever take a ship through the Suez Canal. I think that'd be fascinating in and of itself. Let's see here. Jordan. Well, they don't want to go through the Middle East at the moment for obvious reasons. Right?
Yeah, there's global unrest that they say are affecting the itinerary. But if that's the case, they'll just go somewhere else. They're not going to end the cruise early and risk having to give people their money back.
Right. Speaking of the Middle East and the problems there, medicine for hostages, both Israeli hostages and Palestinian hostages, is now being able, it was being delivered to places in Gaza. Some people from Qatar are bringing these much-needed medical supplies in. There was sort of an agreement that was mediated by the government of Qatar to get medication delivered to some of the Israeli hostages that are being held by Hamas and also some of the Palestinian hostages. I don't know what the numbers are here. I suspect that there are a lot more Israeli hostages being held by Hamas than there are Palestinians, because there was really no reason to hold the Palestinians, because the Palestinians aren't the problem. Hamas is the problem. It's an interesting thing that there's an Arab country that is, you see, this sort of flies in the face of the Arabs and the Muslims, they don't like the Jews. That's not really true. In a general sense, that's not true at all. The problem is with leadership and with the crazies like the Ayatollah and these other Hezbollah leaders who are in it for the money. They don't give a damn about the Palestinians. They don't care about anything except how much money can they rip off from people who are giving money to help the cause. That's what it is. So anyway, it's nice to see that there's help there because the hostages are in need. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitran include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitran. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Movie man Chuck Curry. Hello, Chuck.
How are you? Good morning.
I am very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And we play the theme to The Perfect Storm because actress Diane Lane, who is prominent and very good in that Wolfgang Peterson film, turns 59 years old today. Known for a lot of, she's had 70 acting credits, The Outsiders with Francis Ford Coppola, early in the career. She's done a ton of work, played Martha Kent in the Man of Steel. She was very good in a movie called Unfaithful, and always a big fan of Diane Lane, 59 years young today, Jay.
What was the one? There was a romantic film. I want to say it was somewhat romantic.
She did one with Richard Gere. Yeah, she's done like, a lot. She's done a lot of diverse work. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that one was. I cannot recall the name, but that one was really cute. Anything big happening with the box office?
Yeah. Number one, Mean Girls, 11.7, 50 million in 10 days of release. I got a chance to watch this over the weekend. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I thought it had a lot of entertainment value. I enjoyed it. I could see where some of the fan base who walk into the theater who do not know that this is a musical, it's based on the hit variation of what they did to the property on Broadway, being a little bit perplexed when the cast breaks out in song. Having said that, I think this is a enjoyable time at the movies. Number two, Beekeeper, Jason Statham, 8.5, $31 million in 10 days. $75 million worldwide. That's pretty good considering the budget overall was $45 million. Warner Brothers Wonka continues to be a big hit, adding another $6.4 million to its take, $187 million domestically, $531 million worldwide on a $125 million budget. Jay, I would expect we're going to see Timothy Chalamet as Willy Wonka again in the future based on these numbers. Anything But
oh,
You,
yeah?
new rom-com, $5.4 million, $64
million. Oh, that's the Sydney Sweeney one. Sydney Sweeney, is that
yeah.
what I'm thinking of? And yes.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. This has done $100 million worldwide now. It has good word of mouth. They did a good job promoting this on social media and TikTok. It was a $25 million budget, so it's very profitable. Believe it or not, she had enough power in the industry to actually pick the director and cast the co-lead. So good for her. And Migration ran out the top five. One new release, which did not fare well, ISS, which stands for International Space Station, with Anna DeBassi, who is in West Side Story, just $3.2 million. This is an example of a movie that just, I think, didn't have the marketing campaign behind it. And without a marketing campaign, it's hard to get a movie launched. I was reading an article I was telling you guys off air, which I found very interesting. You asked me what I did over the weekend, and I said I watched the football game and I thought last night's game between the Bills and the Chiefs was a classic. It was a great football game. And I was reading an article where the person said that he feels in the not-too-distant future there's a good chance that you might see the Super Bowl being converted into a pay-per-view event. And what they would do if this ever happened, sell it for $99 per household. And even if half the audience that watches on commercial television, which would be 120 million divided by 2, 60 million, at $99 a pop, that would be a $6 billion take in one night for the NFL. Now, my buddy, who knows a lot about this stuff, said due to antitrust laws, he doesn't see that happening, but they put a playoff game on Peacock last week exclusively, and a lot of people had issues with that, and they still did it. You have thoughts on that concept? That would be,
yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't want to see it, but I could see the greed taking over if they wanted to do something like that and get away with it.
Oh, for sure. I can definitely see it even going into movie theaters where you could buy a ticket for this amazing event, watch it on the big screen, especially with so many movie theaters that have basically restaurants tied into the theater itself anymore, where it's basically going to a bar and having your chicken wings and all this stuff, watching the Super Bowl, but on a giant, giant screen. I think if they made that option, people would definitely get into that.
Well, I think they would. I think if they made that option, they'd have no choice, and I do believe that the majority of NFL fans would pay to see that on streaming. I hope it does not come to that. I just think it should be on a network, and it should be basically, you know, quote-unquote free if you had rabbit ear antennas, but, you know, your network television is geared to your cable package anyway. Interesting, though.
It is. Thank you, Chuck.
World's changing, Jay.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.